Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, and a very warm welcome to the 2011 ALPS Conference. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Sarah Durrant, and as of about 10 days ago, I'm the new CEO, Chief Executive of ALPS. So I'm extremely pleased to welcome you to our conference this year. I'm going through what might be termed my Donald Rumsfeld phase, where I have known knowns and known unknowns and all of that malarkey, so do bear with me. I can promise you that's the first and last time I'll compare myself to Donald Rumsfeld. But I'm looking forward very much to meeting as many of you as I can this week. And it is terrific to see so many of you here, particularly in this difficult climate. And I think that's a testament to how much people want to come and learn and listen and share, and also to the hard work of the planning committee for this conference, of which Ian Russell was the chair. And we thank him and his colleagues, and also extend our thanks to the ALPS staff for a tremendous job so far. Whilst I'm here, I would also like to thank our sponsors, without whom this wouldn't be possible. It makes the quality of the event, and certainly the social events as well, that much stronger for all of us. Sponsors are listed on the back of the programme. So we're set for an interesting and stimulating few days, both in terms of the professional programme here and also the social events that have been scheduled in for our enjoyment. However busy things might get, though, I was wondering if we could all perhaps at some point find time to ponder in our hearts and possibly find it in ourselves to forgive George Monbiot his recent trespasses. I don't know how many folk have seen his piece in The Guardian. It's a good week or so old now. If you haven't seen it, just to give you a flavour of it, the headline in the piece was, "Academic Publishers Make Murdoch Look Like a Socialist." And if you haven't seen it, I'd recommend it in a way, if only as an illustration, really, of what happens when good journalists turn bad. It's quite disturbing. Just Google Monbiot and academic publishers if you want to take a look, or you could Google Monbiot and hysterical, uninformed rant, because that will probably get you to the same place. I sent a link to my partner, Michael, who works for Boyd Ellen Brewer, to this article. They're a small humanities press. And he wrote back and said, "It's like being accosted by a bloke in a knitted hat at a bus stop." And I think that's about right. Talking of odd blokes in knitted hats, ordinarily it would be Toby Green who's standing here, the chair of ALPSP. I'm very sorry to say he can't be with us at the moment. He's hoping to join us. He's been unavoidably detained in Washington. We're hoping that he'll be gracing us with his presence tomorrow, in time for the ALPS AGM, to which you are all, if you're members, very, very welcome. That starts at midday. We'd like to see as many of you there as possible, please. I have a few kind of housekeeping bits and pieces. I think some people have not been able to check in yet. You would probably want to know your luggage has been moved to another place. If you left it in reception, it's now in something called the Hambra Room. Ask any of the ALPS staff and they can point you in that direction. Your keys, if you don't already have them, will be available from reception at 3:30. There are no planned fire alarms while we're here, so if there's a persistent loud ringing and you don't have a problem with tinnitus, that probably means the building's on fire. So follow the green fire exit signs, and there are green, clearly marked muster points outside. So that's for housekeeping. Without further ado, really, I'd like to introduce you now to the first speaker of the conference and our keynote speaker for today, which is Kevin Guthrie. Kevin is going to be well known to most of us here, many of us here, from his work at JSTOR in Ithaca. What we may be less familiar with, he used to be a professional football player, a sports broadcaster, and he's also been a consultant on an Oscar-winning movie. So let's hope for a good performance from him just now. Kevin Guthrie, thank you.
Thank you.